Yeah, let's go to Ragazzi's. And we don't have to go to Ragazzi's.
Let's not do that on Saturday.
Okay. No.
It's not I think special enough.
Hoo-Ha's a good plan.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think there's any of us that don't like it, and we don't get it very often.
As I told Holden.
Because it's all the way the fuck out there.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
As I told Holden when he was grumping around the last time we were there.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't like it, it's your fault, because you made it.
Yeah. Yeah, also you can order chicken nuggets. So
we made him go there one day on vacation in Wisconsin, and he refused to order anything and sat and put his head on the table and sleep.
He was grumpy when we went there too, and I was like, look man, I don't know why you're doing this. This is a weird teenager power play.
We're alive now.
Oh, we're alive now?
Yeah.
That's fine. Holden can hear me. I mean, actually, he probably won't listen.
Yeah, he just won't listen, so it's fine.
All right, so we're going to Hoo-Hot.
Go to Pieces, go to Hoo-Hot. Get some Juju in. Yeah, I think I was more disappointed about the potential of losing Juju than the trivia night.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, especially,
I was like, I'm not waiting till September to go to Juju's.
Yeah, no. Especially after the disappointing birthday karaoke.
W karaoke
was a letdown.
It was such a cool room, though.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Very everything about it was beautiful.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Functional as well, except for the program, which you couldn't find any music on. You
couldn't find any music.
But everything about it, like, you could control everything. Like, you could pause and start. You could, like, see the cue and, like, rearrange it. Like,
most of the songs weren't by the band that recorded them originally.
It was weird.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff. And then there was some weird stuff, like, I accidentally found Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, the Billy Joel song, but the artist was listed as Asian characters. Like, I don't even know which language that was. I don't know if it was Korean or...
Right.
I'm assuming it was Korean.
It was Japanese.
Was it Japanese?
So, yeah, I held my phone up to it and told it to detect language with Google Translate.
Okay.
One of the only things that I found augmented reality really like works for is Google Translate.
The translate is really
it's
cool.
It's so seamless.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is Japanese, this is this. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, so like I looked at it and I'm like, I can't imagine there is another song called Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. But those words don't spell Billy Joel.
It's us when we're at Manja. Going, hey, did you guys know they have seitan wings here?
Yeah.
That was our scene at an Italian
scene
restaurant.
Scene at an Italian restaurant.
Scenes at an Italian restaurant.
Bottle of reds, bottle of whites, whatever kind of mood you're in.
Speaking of overpriced Italian food. Mangia.
Mangia is expensive. It's good, but it's expensive.
They're open until 3 a.m., though.
Well, that's a thing.
Oh. I don't think the food, like the restaurant is open, but the bar is...
Yeah, I think the kitchen closes at midnight or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that are like that.
And they also do... Manja's a weird thing. They have pool tables downstairs, but they also randomly do live music and shows on the weekends. So, like, you can't plan going there to play pool because they're...
When have we ever gone there and not been able to play pool because of a live?
The first time we went there, there was a live show downstairs, and there was a dude at the door taking cover charges. So we would have had to pay a cover charge per person to go downstairs to also pay to play pool.
All I remember thinking is, I'm not going to pay these prices for these drinks for the rest of this night.
They are expensive.
Mm.
When we can go to Nostalgia and pay nothing and get wasted and possibly get into a fight.
You know what I miss? Pints and rails.
I think
we're
going to
have Nostalgia more.
Kayla, I think you're going to need to, if you haven't already, you're going to need to christen your flask.
Ooh, I have not.
Well, I think this weekend is a good time.
Oh, it is. It's a perfect time.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of traveling and eating and drinking at places that are expensive.
Yeah.
Like Pieces.
Yeah. I like Pieces a lot, but
Pieces
it is kind
is great,
of expensive.
But it's a little pricey.
To drink and to eat.
That's the airplane bottles before.
Right.
Yeah.
So we sneak into those.
Yeah.
It's
70 degrees. Why are you wearing a coat? Don't fucking worry about it.
Look away.
Oh, I
borrow Cushman's bandolier strap.
I saw a drink container that was a bra.
I saw that as well.
Oh yeah,
there was a number of creative flasks at Spencer's.
Mm-hmm.
I saw when I was doing the shopping for because I like So for your birthday, like, I had an idea that I want an intersection of alcohol and Sailor Moon. Like, I saw that flask and it was like,
it was like
the heavens opened up and a light shone upon it. It was like,
perfect. Literally, yeah.
Perfect.
Like, what else could you ask for? And I don't have a flask and I've always wanted one.
And or Harry Potter. That was going to be in, that was kind of in the mix also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I totally
so, so I saw that, but I was, when I was wandering around at Spencer's, they have like this whole section of, here are ways that you can sneak booze into places. Like, there was a faux box of tampons.
Yeah. So I actually, I saw a review of that.
Really?
Apparently the advice from the review is do not buy. They are terrible. Oh. They leak like crazy. Like, as soon as you turn them horizontal, the cap pops off. It just dumps whatever the contents are all over.
Oh, I've seen like the little the individual tampons that are like shots.
No, that's what this was. Yeah, they look like tampon bags, and then you slid it out, and it was test tube, basically.
Yeah, because like, who's gonna question that?
Right?
Yeah, like you open up your lady bag, and it's like, whoa, yeah, you go right on in.
Yeah, that's what I do anytime. I have to check your bag. I'm like, oh, do you? Oh, look. And it's just like 80 tampons. Are like, why would you ever need that many tampons?
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
Is that your concern?
Yeah. Do you really want to talk about it?
Yeah. Because I got all night.
Yeah.
Okay, now I had to look up the fucking name of this bra flask because I remembered that its name was good. It is called the Wine Rack.
Oh, yeah.
That is good. That's good.
I saw that name and I'm like, A-plus name. Like, yeah. They fucking nailed it.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Yeah, so we're going to need to, I think we're going to need to pregame just a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure.
Shots out in the parking lot, you know?
Yeah, for real.
Alex is like, oh fuck,
one of those nights.
What have I gotten myself into?
What do you mean it's gonna be one of those nights?
I mean, we got time to get good and plastered at pieces.
Yeah,
be fucking obnoxious on the drive out to to Who Hot.
Yeah, be decent.
Have a great dinner.
Yeah,
you know, have a wonderful conversation, great dinner. And then crank up again.
Yeah, I was gonna say, create a nice, like, solid foundation.
Yeah.
To continue at Juju's.
That's right.
Directly after.
That's right. Yeah, Julie was also like, you know, if with this plan, we don't have to get to Juju at like midnight. We don't have to go quite so late.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, there's that. But also, we're going to need to find a way to get a lot of alcohol, because normally we drink a lot at trivia.
Yeah, and it's stuff that we can bring ourselves.
Yeah, we just bring our own. That's fine.
Right.
Once we're in the room, like...
Oh, yeah. At Juju's? Oh, yeah.
They don't bother us.
No.
They don't. They don't want to be involved.
No.
They don't.
No, they... Yeah.
Yeah, they know our money's good, though.
And we telegraph that... There are several, let's go with inebriates in the party.
They are a karaoke place.
They
know their business. They know. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure they do like a completely different business when there's daylight.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of tables for what appears to be a dead business.
Yeah.
After 11 p.m.
on the weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also a front.
Maybe.
Maybe they just tolerate us.
That's fantastic.
When we spend a shit ton of money for nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah, the money that we've spent there in the last 2 years, we could have bought one of those karaoke machines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think when we go there, we usually spend about $250, $260, something like that.
Something like that.
Food, drinks, and room.
Yep.
Yeah.
And one of those machines costs like $500.
Yeah, nice one.
One exactly like they have.
Oh, yeah. Because
I've looked it up. Like, you can get one for like $500. $400 or $500. God, and like, you get like a service contract to get additional songs for so long.
Oh, nice.
But I kind of like the weird mix of shit that they've got.
Yeah, there's something about it.
There's this that mix is so weird.
It is.
Like songs that I like that no one else has ever heard of. And they're like, fucking on a karaoke machine. It's like
obscure weird shit on there. It's just like
they have some songs that like were only in movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it's just whatever cheap rights that they could
yeah.
nail.
Yeah, you just grab.
Yeah, like somebody.
It's like a grab bag of like clearance.
Somebody bought like the 99-cent Columbia 500 disc collection on clearance.
Yeah.
And like.
It works.
Yeah.
It fucking works.
And the video. Yeah, the video.
The videos are the best. So many motorcycles. So much crying.
Why is there always a Korean woman crying?
There's so many motorcycles. So much crying. So much crying on motorcycles.
Oh my god, why is his head bleeding?
Why isn't he the one crying? Why is his head bleeding and he's on a motorcycle? Oh, wait. There's a crash. Is this out of order? You know what? Did he time travel? Is this Korean Memento?
I wanna believe.
If W Karaoke had the exact same program in their system,
I'd be back. We'd be going back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, because the service at W Karaoke wasn't great, but neither is the service at Juju's. No. Like, let's be real, no. Like, we don't go to Juju's because they like it's like a homey place.
Right. Yeah, like they look at us like Adam looks at us most Wednesday nights. Yeah. When clearly he didn't really care for the movie and thinks we're all idiots because we liked it.
Right.
Like that look he has on his face is kind of the look they give us when we walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
That. I'm ready. This is just a continuation of birthday as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
This is birthday epilogue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Apparently I was driving around with full case of Skinny is what it's called.
Truly?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what my car
is doing either.
Well, it's birthday leftovers.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was back there until Kayla was like moving shit. And I was like, what? Why are there just cans of Truly rolling around on my floor? Oops.
Sometimes you just need a Truly.
It's the ghost of birthday past.
Oh, David bought a
kegerator.
Kegerator, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that it took so long.
Yeah. His parents have one.
Oh, yeah?
And I know
where's he keeping it?
I don't know. I asked him where he's going to put it, and he's like, my kitchen. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
All right.
Like, where?
Oh.
It's big. It's like a big mini fridge.
Yeah, it's like a mini fridge, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take 2 1/6 kegs, maybe a 1/6 and a 1/4. Dave was going to try to figure that out because the price difference on Bud Light between a 1/6 keg and a 1/4 keg is minimal.
Like, wow.
Like, you pay for 2 more beers, but you get a lot more beers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was shocked at how cheap kegs were compared to bottles and cans.
Oh, yeah. That's real cheap.
Like,
it's real cheap.
And it's better. Like, on tap is better, depending on, like, the quality of the kegerator, like, if you can get it tuned right.
I can't drink draft beer.
Really?
I get headaches.
Is it the, is it because I like you're it better. Smelling it when you're drinking it?
Probably. No, there's something about it. They give me headaches.
So a lot of people have a preference for one over the other, but what I did reading on this because I was curious. What I've read is the main difference is if it comes in a can or a bottle, people almost always drink it out of the can or the bottle, so their nose isn't in it. So they're cutting out a lot of the smell. So if you take a bottle and you pour it in a glass, you should have a very similar experience to getting it from the keg.
Huh.
Boo!
Also, Anheuser-Busch came over to us and they were like, you're drinking our beers wrong!
Why, what did they say? Pour it in a glass?
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch is one of our customers. They're like, you need to pour these in a glass and drink out of the glass. We're like, but dishes.
Right.
Because we're a company of 600 adults that don't want to do dishes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that building is 600. I think our company's like 1,000 or something. I don't know.
Wowie.
Yeah.
Any suggestions for next week?
Oh, for a movie?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think anything's come
out. I wanted to do Annihilation, but I don't know where that movie is now.
That, I don't think it's, I think it's still, I think it's in its hiatus. No, it is not. It's still in theaters. It did not last in theaters very long.
Oopsie.
I think we're waiting on that to get to home release.
Yeah.
There are more Oscar movies that we could do.
Yeah.
Thought I added something to my queue for this, and I'm trying to look it up real quick. Thank you, Netflix, for changing your user interface.
Yeah, they seem to change it every couple of weeks.
It is not in my queue. Unless we want to watch Snow on the Bluff, that's in my queue.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie about dealing drugs.
We went and saw Blockers this weekend.
Okay.
It was good. It was funny. And surprisingly aware.
Blockers?
Blockers, yeah. It was pretty woke.
Woke.
Like, because the premise is that these three girls who have been friends since, like, kindergarten are going to go to their prom. And one of them decides that she's going to have sex for the first time.
Yeah.
And, like, her other friends are like, yeah, we're going to do it too. And so they make this sex pact. And the adults hear about it. And they're like, yeah, no, we're going to put a stop to this. The name of the movie is Blockers. And they, like, the movie poster shows a rooster and the word Blockers. So the premise.
That has, like, John Cena in it, right?
John Cena is in it. He's really funny. But
hold on. I don't know if he can top his previous performance.
He's funny as fuck.
He is really funny. They go to a high school party. And it's like, and this is in the trailer, so it's not a huge spoiler. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, we're gonna go to this high school party, and the kid who's holding the party is like, yeah, no, you guys are not showing up. You're cops. And they're like, no, we're not cops. We're cool. They're like, all right. You're going to do a chugging contest with us. And John seems like, all right, yeah, I can do that. I can do a chugging contest. So they bring out the hoses and the funnel, and they're like, we're butt chugging.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh.
So, you get to see John Cena butt chugging.
Wowee. Did they mention that can literally kill you in that movie? Because I feel like that's dangerous.
They didn't mention it, but he gets super fucked up from it.
Oh no.
Because there's no filter between here.
And they do mention that, yeah.
And you'll die.
But there's some really good conversations about just because it's girls doing this, why are you having a problem with it, you know?
Right.
And so there's a lot of really good conversations about that. Cause it's literally like Super Bad or any of the comedies where boys do the same thing, except that the parents don't try to stop them.
Speaking of cock blocking, you guys ready to talk about this movie?
In this movie, his cock was literally blocked.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
We're the Backseat Producers.
What are we talking about tonight?
Fishfucker the Musical.
Nice. Yeah. That's exactly what I saw. So, yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page.
Truth. I've been sitting on that one for a week. I came up with that. It was like, I am saving it. I'm saving it.
It's Shape of Water, for those of you who haven't read the title.
For the uninitiated.
Yeah, so we're talking about Shape of Water.
Yeah. When this movie started, I was like, wow, this is an aggressive place to start. And then I was like, no, they needed to start there to prepare us for what was happening.
There's a lot of sex in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of masturbation.
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised when that happened. Like, the first time I was like,
yeah.
Whoa, what? What? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, did she slip in the tub? Why is there like, oh.
Oh, no. She's just having a great time in the tub. Good for her.
That was literally, was like, did she slip in the tub? Why is it? Oh.
Oh.
Oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was an interesting choice for, like, the first, like, they're trying to establish her as, like, a sexual being, like.
Yeah. She's mute. And yes, he's just looking in.
He's just looking at us. It scared me.
So this is our second movie in just a month where we have a main character who is mute but not deaf.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear but they just can't speak.
Right, for whatever reason they can't talk.
Right,
they have some throat injury.
A throat injury. But yeah, I thought it was cool, like, that, you know, she's not just this chaste,
right?
You know, this some idealized princess kind of character. She's a woman.
Right.
Like, there's more to her than just where she works and who she hangs out with. And
Yeah, and she can be all these things and still not lose this sort of, like, innocent charm about her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Because she's also very sweet.
Yeah.
And also very sly. Like, when she starts doing shit, like, she's getting this look on her eyes, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
Well, she's established as being educated. We don't find out exactly what the scope of her education was.
Educated in what?
Well, it said that she was an educated woman, so I assume that meant that she went to college. They said that in the movie, right? Am I making this shit up?
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's been a little while since I've seen it. This was one of the movies I saw at the Best Picture Festival.
I'm pretty sure they said that she was educated, so...
I don't remember them mentioning education at all.
Oh.
Just that she was from an orphanage.
They found her and her throat was fucked up and...
Yeah.
Well, now I'm looking it up. Let's see if I can find the quote. But yeah, she was, what was I trying to say? She's obviously extremely intelligent just by observing her for a minute, but it seems that with her disability, a lot of people don't give her a second thought.
I mean, I wouldn't describe her as extremely intelligent. I didn't get that from the movie. I don't think that comes across. I think she's just.
I don't know about extremely intelligent. Right. I think underestimated.
Yeah.
Is definitely.
Did I say extremely intelligent?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
She's a lot smarter than people give her credit for. I think that's fair.
She's just like a person.
Yeah.
Which is what I think this movie goes through lengths. Not lengths, maybe, but. Establishes like she's a human person.
She's just like most of the other people in the story. She is flawed, and she's a person, and she's got motives. You know,
she's not like mousy. She confronts her friend, and she's like angry, like angrily signing at him. Yeah. I like that part. I like the part where she's signing "fuck you" to that dude, and the woman's like, "Oh, she's saying thank you.
Yeah,
thank you."
Yeah, she's clearly not saying thank you. She's
clearly not saying thank you.
Yeah. I'm frustrated that I watched this today, like just before the podcast, because my thoughts on this, I think, are going to change.
Change to what?
Well, hey, you know what?
Let's
start this off the way we normally do. What did you think of the movie overall?
Conflicted? Like complicated, like it's difficult for me to put into words, like the emotions that I felt while watching the movie and how I felt while watching the movie versus like trying to analyze it are completely different. Like, they're not the same at all.
That's fair.
Like,
I mean, but that should be the same for any movie. Did you like the movie?
I enjoyed watching the movie.
Okay.
I think that talking about the movie is going to make it sound like I don't like the movie.
I guess I understand what you're saying about that.
We'll get around to all that, I'm sure.
Right. Probably not.
Okay. Kayla, what'd you think?
I like the movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching it. I guess I feel the same way as Alex. Like, I feel like we're about to have a conversation where it's going to sound like I don't like it. But, like, I enjoyed watching it, and I actually bought it instead of renting it.
Oh,
because
cool.
The price to buy it, and like, the price to rent it for HD was, like, $6. And then the price to buy it, it was, like, on sale or something for $10. So I was, like, $4. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I'll watch it again. I'll enjoy watching it again. It's a beautiful movie. Some things I could pick apart about it. How'd you feel about it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I said that last week. When I walked out of the theater, it was the last movie I saw. So I saw eight movies over two Saturdays through this best picture thing. And I walked out of the movie and I was just, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I saw a lot of movies. And Oscar movies can be kind of heavy in some cases. And this one was just, I mean, there was a lot of heaviness to parts of it, but like overall the end was just so hopeful and upbeat. And like, I walked out of it just really enjoying the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I walked out and thinking, and then I got really disappointed because I was like, I love this movie so much. It is my favorite of all the movies that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way in hell it's going to win the Oscar.
Yeah.
And then it did.
It did.
The next night it won the Best Picture. So I was very happy about that. Cause I was pleasantly surprised by it. I didn't think that a monster movie musical horror period.
Yeah, period
like,
piece.
Like there's just
slash like political intrigue.
Yeah, there was so much. There's so much going on in the movie. Like, it's really hard to pigeonhole it into a genre.
Yeah, it's.
But like it does all of them just enough to say that yeah, it's there's political intrigue, and yeah, there's a monster to the story, and yeah, there's evil scientist. There's an evil government agency, and yeah, there are conflicted scientists, and yeah, there's a romance, and yeah, there's a musical, and yeah, there's a masturbation scene. And it's like, but like, none of it feels slighted. Mm-hmm. Like, even the musical, like, the musical part started, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This is great.
Yeah.
Because it was just a little bit.
This is, I think, without a doubt, my favorite Guillermo film.
I like...
I'm trying to think of what, like, I'm pulling up his...
Pan's Labyrinth.
That was okay.
I liked it. It's very different.
Yeah. I remember everybody was crazy about it when it came out, and I watched it, and I thought it was okay. I like this one a lot better than Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, I did too. I really like Pan's Labyrinth, but this one...
There's, like, the way this is shot is really beautiful. The colors that they use everywhere, the type of saturation, there's a lot of blue and... greens.
Yeah, there are.
Throughout everything. I thought it was really pretty.
Even the scene, like, in the holding tank, the scenes in the holding tank mm-hmm. are really cool because the, like, the lighting effects on the water and,
yeah.
like, it just, for a dingy, dank, dark room, they make it look really, like, enticing mm-hmm. with the way the water plays, the light plays off the water yeah. and stuff.
If I could pick it apart, I really loved the movie, like I said, and I enjoyed watching it, and I will watch it again. And it was beautiful. The acting is really good in it. The characters are all really compelling, I thought. I would have liked to have seen more scenes with her developing a relationship with him. And it's a two-hour-long movie. Like, it's a long movie.
Yeah, it's not short.
So I'm trying to think where they can fit that in. And it was probably I would have cut out a little bit of the, like, the Russian stuff. Like, with that guy going to visit.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little bit less. Even, I think there's, like, two or three scenes of that. Maybe cut out one of that and use that time to develop. And the one scene, they come to his apartment. And, like, they play the whole scene. And it's, like, super tense. Because he's, like, he has a knife behind his back. He doesn't know, like, if they're about to backstab him or not. And then they leave his apartment. And they pan out. And he's not wearing pants.
Yeah. Like,
so, there were little things like that in this movie sprinkled through, like when they first go to get pie from that pie place, and they're like establishing friend character whose name I don't know, but like he's kind of got a crush on the dude behind the counter,
right?
They go back to the house and they're eating the pie is gross. It looked gross. I love key lime pie, but that looked disgusting. That level of green is not supposed to be in a key lime pie. But that level of green, obviously it was disgusting because they were like spitting it out. But that level of green fit like the sort of saturation that they're using throughout the entire movie. But he's like, oh, we'll save these for later. And then like he brings it to the
refrigerator.
It's all full of the same pie. Like
he clearly does not like the pie. He doesn't even like the pie. He's just getting it because his crush keeps selling it to him.
Right.
Giles?
Was that
Giles?
Her friend.
Yeah. Richard Jenkins is the actor's name.
Yeah. All of the main characters in this movie get fully fleshed.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was almost surprised that we saw Octavia Spencer's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we did, like, he was like, it's like, oh, he's a real person.
Right.
Because like, she talks about him so much that you just kind of expect that.
Yeah.
He's just a side character that she's just talking about. Like, it's just flavor for her character.
Right.
And then there he is.
Yeah. And then, like, their interaction, just in that short interaction, there's, like, a whole history that you get.
Oh, yeah.
Between those two characters. Giles gets fleshed out with his conflict with in the diner.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Eliza does. She's the star of it. The villain dude, whose name I don't remember. God, I should learn. Like, I have this in front of me.
Richard Strickland.
Is that Richard Strickland?
The actor is Michael Shannon. Yeah.
Like, he's obviously the villain and he's a dick.
But there's, like, there's that intensity when he's, like, he's losing his fingers. Yeah. And...
But you also get the conflict between him and Holt. Is it Holt or Hoyt? His superior officer.
Yeah. Hoyt.
Hoyt?
Yeah.
Where he's, like, you realize that Strickland is a dick, but he's under like a house of dicks. Like, because he basically
the dicks roll
like,
downhill.
He's like, listen, I don't give a what you've done your entire life. You know, if you've been loyal or, you know, if you've been competent for all these years, you fuck this up and you're worthless to me.
Mm-hmm. What have you done lately for me?
Right. So then you kind of get more motivation for his character because he's trying to provide for his family. He's disgusting, but like...
Is he trying to provide for his family? He's trying to provide for himself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like,
he has a family, but he's looking out for himself.
Like, he's... Like, it's his American dream. Like, the family... Not saying that he really cares for his family, because I don't think he really does.
I think his...
But they are a part of his, like, fantasy...
Yeah, like it's all part of the status symbol, the same way his car is.
Yeah. The 2.5 kids and a white picket fence.
I did enjoy watching him get screwed out of his money by him talking to buying that car.
4 out of 5 successful men drive a Cadillac.
All right.
Just saying.
All right, Alex, you've been quiet and you're conflicted. What's going on?
Yeah, what's your conflict?
All right. So
was it the cloaca?
No.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time...
Thinking about fucking fish people?
No, I spent a lot of time...
All right, never mind. We're not on the same page.
Reflecting, like, how as soon as I saw her scars, I was like, those look like gills and I know there's a monster in this. Does she become the monster or something? I don't know.
Society was the monster.
And then in the end...
Michael Shannon was the monster.
They are gills.
They turn into gills.
Yeah. I mean, the movie's called Shape of Water. You know there's a fish person in it. Like...
She has suspiciously gill-placed scars on her neck.
Like, I looked at that, too. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about the time that this movie is set in.
60s.
Early 60s, yeah. Because we're not on the moon yet, apparently.
If I'm remembering right, because I do remember seeing...
It says 62.
Yeah, his temporary plates expire at the end of 62.
Yeah, his car was a 62 Cadillac.
Or maybe the end of 61 then. I don't remember. Anyway.
I kept trying to think how this plot could work in different timelines. And I realized that it couldn't work in a more recent timeline. It couldn't work in a more recent time. They wouldn't have gotten out of that secure facility.
Okay.
There would be traffic cameras everywhere tracking where the van went. Like, it would just, like, this movie would be over after the chase scene in minutes.
It would have required them getting him out and immediately getting him to water.
She would have never met the...
Yeah, she never would have met him. They would have had janitors cleaning that area.
Oh, no.
No.
They
would have had drones cleaning it.
Back in the 60s, this was a thing that happened. Like, in the 50s, our nuclear...
Wait, this is a true story?
In the 50s, in our nuclear enrichment program, they had a bunch of... I think it started out as just a bunch of soldiers' wives who are on base and didn't have... They couldn't do anything else. Manning the dials.
They're ladies.
They were in the middle of nowhere. I think it was in Alaska or something. Manning the dials. They were manning the dials, controlling like chemical balances and like pressures and everything on the fucking nuclear enrichment stuff. And then like after they realized that women have great attention to detail, they basically...
I mean, they have the same attention to detail as everybody else.
They actually tested statistically higher than the scientists doing the work. There was a competition between the soldiers' wives and the scientists at the facility, and the soldiers' wives outperformed the scientists.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's like the whole thing where people say that women are better for multitasking and have a better attention.
Oh, you're saying that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I'm saying for this specific group of people, it might have been true, but...
Yeah, what probably happened was the scientists were like, oh, I can do this. I know what I'm doing. Sexism. And then they failed. So anyway,
so imagine that's what I imagine everybody says before.
I'm gonna hit these buttons with my penis instead of my fingers because I can do that. Yeah. Whack, whack, whack.
That's probably what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
But yeah, I couldn't think of a time when this would make sense except
for the political intrigue that they introduced into it, for the its simplicity and technology and stylistically. Yeah, I think you're right.
But it was also advanced enough in technology. Like there was a sweet spot there for technology.
Yes. Yeah.
Some of the political intrigue frustrated me. So the one dude's obviously a Soviet spy. And Strickland is questioning him, like, why would you leave your tenured position to come here? And, like, if I was that guy, I'd be like, We just met a fucking fish person. This is why I left my tenured position. Like, yeah. What? Do you need to ask that fucking question? Are you stupid? Like, what? I appreciated
if
that.
That's how you would react. That's probably why you're not in the military. It's probably why you don't have clearance.
No. Like, I don't want clearance.
Are you a fucking idiot?
Are you going to tell that to Michael Shannon? That he takes off one of his fingers and jams it down your throat?
Right.
With his black fingers.
The whole movie, was, as those fingers are just decaying.
Ugh. Like at one point, somebody's like sniffing.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Well, he smells them at a certain point, and he's like, ugh. But he does nothing to fix the problem. Like, I don't know if this... That was another thing that bugged me, because I was like, why wouldn't you fix this? You obviously have the fucking top doctors and shit going on. Because I don't know anybody who had their fingers reattached in the early 60s.
Yeah, and clearly he didn't either.
Yeah.
He could move them.
For a while, until
they fell off. They were connected, like here, so he has... control over.
Oh, you think he was just moving farther up the knuckles?
Yeah.
You can move it like.
Anyway, they
were dead.
I was like, maybe he's using that to, like, as his motivation, like, this, like, I have to get this thing or something, but, like, that's just dumb. I don't know. Like, I do a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense, so maybe in his world it does make sense. He's a shitbag.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's the monster of the monster movie. Absolutely is.
Just about every character in here is a shitbag except for four people.
Eliza Giles. Octavia Spencer, who is Zelda.
Yeah. And the guy that owns the theater.
That's a random... You don't really know if he is or not. I guess he does give her free tickets to his empty theater.
I guess I can give the scientist somewhat of a pass, but it's hard for me to do that because,
Robert Hofstetler?
Yeah, like he came in...
Dimitri, that was his actual real name.
Dimitri is, I think, is a very interesting character. He's got problems.
Why do you
But
think
he's trying... I mean, he's in a weird
position.
What
problems does he have, though? Like, what does he do wrong?
Let me put it out
Besides
there.
Be Russian.
His primary motivation isn't to save this thing's life. His primary motivation is to steal it for Russia and learn about it and potentially use it as a weapon.
Is that his primary motivation? Because he seems to care about it a lot.
When he finds out that's not going to happen, then he's like, well, I at least want to save this thing.
No,
that's what I
don't,
saw.
That's not what I got.
I think he was conflicted. I think he was conflicted throughout. I think he
goes there for that purpose. Yeah. And then when he learns that this is an intelligent thing, then he cares for it.
Yeah. This isn't just a a dolphin or a whale or, you know.
I think he cares for it, but
whales.
I think he...
They're also intelligent.
I think him caring for it is secondary to him wanting to use it for Russia.
I don't think so at all. I think he wants to save it. I mean, because if he only cared about... I mean, if his primary motivation was to get it for Russia, he could have done what they asked, which was kill it and bring it.
No, because that doesn't get it for Russia. That just takes
it
away from the
United
States.
It gets
the
information.
He doesn't take the body. They didn't tell him to take the body. They told him to get rid of it.
They said destroy it.
Yeah.
So I think I have a different take than both of you, because I think he's on this weird sliding scale of he wants to do right by his mother country.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to study this thing. I think that's his biggest motivation, is he wants to study it. But Russia wants him to destroy it. The U.S. just want to...
Kill it
and tear it apart to see what's...
They said bisect.
Yeah.
Vivisect.
Yeah. They want to vivisect it. And he wants to study it. And not necessarily kill it.
But he wants to study it in a way like a marine biologist wants to study animals.
This is a living thing in it, and he wants to study it as a living thing.
Right. Because they care about these things and they love them and they're interested in them. He's not like, I don't see how you feel his motivation is like primarily to his country. I think it might have started that way, but like,
all right,
I think
when you get there and you realize what's actually happening, like,
I think he's like on a sliding scale. I think he's finding his way, and it's probably like 2/3 of the way through the movie before he finally settles on it himself. Like, I think he's like at some point in the movie, he's fully in on stealing it for Russia, because I think he thinks the idea he's going to steal it to bring it back to Russia so he can study it there.
And then, yeah, he
without
can continue
the U.S.
studying
influence.
It. And,
right.
Yeah. He'll then, have control. The U.S. won't kill it.
Right.
He views that as a way of saving it.
Yeah, then Russia's
but also doing what
Russia's like, we just don't want the U.S. to have it. It's like, whoa, that's not my plan.
Yeah.
That wasn't what I thought we were going
to
be doing here.
Right. He literally loses his life to save it. Like, and he knows the danger.
Yeah.
He dies because he helps them get it out of the... Because his dude man, the higher up, knows that he didn't kill it during that meeting in his apartment. So what did you do with the body? Oh, well, some flippant thing that I just came up with.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. But it also makes sense that he's a scientist first and a spy second. So, like, maybe he would make that mistake.
Yeah, he's not good at being a spy. He's not good at being a spy at all.
Yeah, I see him as a scientist primarily. Yeah.
But it,
like, he makes mistakes.
I thought he knew what was going down when he pulled that knife. But then it seemed like he eased his guard up and went to the rendezvous point.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
So I was trying to figure out if he was... I thought he was meeting death, but his reaction to getting shot was not a person who was meeting death, like, willingly.
He was definitely surprised by it.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Like, as soon as I got that phone call where things aren't adding up, I probably would have turned. But this is a situation where I don't know how...
What things weren't adding up?
Well, he didn't get a passphrase for the extraction point.
Did they mention that?
Yeah. He's like, why no passphrase this time as they pull up and they shoot him?
Yeah.
They didn't give him a passphrase ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did bitch about the passphrase, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Russia is really shitty to their spies. Like, they made an assassination attempt very recently on two people who were in Britain, a previous spy and his daughter. They attempted to kill him with VX nerve gas.
I thought it was more than an attempt. I thought they killed him.
No, they're alive.
Oh.
The daughter has even been released from the hospital. She's made a full recovery.
Oh.
She hasn't made a full recovery. They're trying to establish... Very few people survive the toxin. So they're trying to establish if there's any fine motor controls, any cognitive functionality, anything that could have been lost. But Russia's going to try to kill her again, probably, because that's...
I mean, that's ex-spies.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was an ex-spy. As far as Russia was concerned, he was done. He was a loose end to tie up.
He wouldn't have been an ex-spy. He would have still been a spy.
No.
Why?
They were going to kill him. That would make him an ex... Like, as soon as you don't have the backing of your country anymore, you are an ex-spy, whether you know it or not. Like, they were killing him.
I mean, but you say that, like, that's a Russia... Like, Russia is bad to their... You said Russia isn't good to their spies, but we're talking about two different, like, ex-spies versus current spies. So if we're talking about people in the category of no longer are spies, I would say that any country is not good to that category of people.
I don't see a difference. You should always try to win your spies back over.
I think at that point they realized that he had been lying to them, and I don't think they had any more use for him. I think it was more than just being a bad spy.
Yeah, but that's a mistake. Your spy still has valuable information.
This is a mistake on American soil with a Russian agent deeply embedded in a U.S. government agency who now all of a sudden is lying to his handlers about the job that he's specifically supposed to be doing.
Yeah, but
we're going to end him, because if we don't end him, we don't know what other things he's doing.
Yeah. Here's the mistake. He was lying to his handlers because he was scared. If your spies feel like they don't have the country's backing and like they're doing a good enough job for you, like, and they're fearing repercussions, then that's a problem.
Yeah, you know what though? It's like, it's Soviet
wasn't
Russia.
Feeling repercussions, you know, it's at that moment.
Fearing.
It's Soviet Russia. You know how many more scientists they've got that they're just going to threaten to kill their families and put one in the U.S.? I mean, that's just the Soviets weren't subtle.
No, but you should always try to have as many spies as possible. That's like the one of the big rules of the art of war. Like,
yeah, see, but you don't want to have spies that you can't trust.
No, but if you can't trust them anymore, just be like, we know you're lying to us. Please come back to the country. We're still going to set you up, and then maybe we can reinsert you. We can reestablish a better relationship, because you don't want that person to turn on you and become a spy for the enemy or a double agent, or
which at that point,
Like,
as far as they knew, that's what he was.
This right. person, I don't know if they knew he was a double agent. I don't know if they thought that.
I don't think they were going to take any chances.
They,
I
mean, obviously had.
If I'm his handler and I think he's turned, if he's turned, he's giving me up next because I'm his handler.
Right.
I'm his next connection. So I'm the next person in line to go. So what happens is I cut ties and get the fuck back to Russia. Because that's the move.
Well, if you're his handler, you're also useless then.
Yeah.
No, I that's not the right way to look at it, I don't think.
I disagree with you.
You could easily, this is 1962. This guy's obviously had a fake ID and fake history and everything like that. You could easily pull him back out, debrief him, and reinsert him in another place with more confidence that he has your country's backing.
They gave him a mission. Okay, what we wanted to do was find out what was happening in this base. We see what's happening. You've given us all this information. Now, we need you to destroy this creature so the Americans don't get any more information. And he says, okay, I did it. But you know he didn't do it.
But
you don't know what he actually did. So for all you know, he gave that information to the Americans. They don't have a body.
So let's circle back. How do they know that it didn't go down the way he went? They obviously have a second spy in the facility, right?
I don't know how. They don't mention how. It doesn't really matter how. They just know.
It does.
Why?
If they have a second spy in the facility.
No, okay. That there is no proof of that in this movie. No proof of that at all. There's no proof that they know. There is, from the conversation he has with his superior in his apartment.
Okay.
He asks him a very pointed question. What did you do with the body? And he gives like a flippant answer. They go, ha 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 ha. And he says, maybe you're misremembering it. And there's that tension that you're feeling between them is him telling him, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm. But how do you think he got that information?
I don't know. It's not in the movie.
It's not. Do you think the most logical thing is that they had a second spy in the facility?
No, I don't know how. Okay. I don't know how. Like, this is the information that they give us in the movie. And he knows that he didn't do his job. But he doesn't know what he did.
So can I explain what I think happened? I think there's a second spy in the facility. I imagine this is a pretty common scenario where you have multiple spies who don't know about each other working in the same place. That's really smart because it allows you to detect double agents and identify like differences in like their reports and stuff like that.
Okay.
So they would probably know that there was a breakout of this creature and it got away in something. That means that the United States doesn't have it anymore. So if I was the Russian government, my next reaction would probably be, who has it? Because I would think a different government took it. So I would want to know that instead of killing the only guy who could tell me.
Why wouldn't you have the other spy?
The other spy might not have all the same information because they're asking him what happened to it. The other spy probably knows it got broken out. But unless that other spy is Giles, they don't know exactly what happened to it.
I just don't agree with you. Okay. I don't agree that that is the absolute most logical A, explanation, or B, steps for a country to take.
The next thing that I could think of is how they knew is they got their hands on some sort of communication. Like they intercepted, I don't know, a courier or a fucking telegram or whatever the fuck they used in the 60s, tap the phone lines.
Maybe he's just relying on his instincts because his spy isn't, like we've established, isn't a good spy. He's a scientist and he's a bad liar.
So I think what's more likely than what you're proposing is the fact that this facility stayed open and running for how long? How long did she have him? A month?
Was it a month?
Yeah, but this thing wasn't the only thing going on at that facility. At the beginning, they were underneath a fucking experimental rocket engine.
That's true.
Yeah, but I think this was the only thing going on there. I think everything else was a ploy.
Did you see the number of employees that they had just in cleaning staff?
It was a large facility.
Yeah.
Two constant
shifts.
It was
a large facility.
This was specifically at a university, I think.
No.
Wasn't it?
No, it was a government facility.
Oh, I thought it was some secret university. All right, anyway.
Secret university?
This should happen in the
Double
Cold
secret
War.
Probation.
This should happen in the Cold War.
Okay.
I mean, this is how the fucking internet got started. It was a collection of
I thought that was Al Gore.
This was DARPA.
Yeah, it was a collection of universities on government contracts in their own private rooms and shit.
Yep.
So, like, I thought this was at a university, and that's how they were, like, covering up for the people at the facility, but maybe that was me just imagining that.
No, it's just a government facility. They don't have to cover up for shit. They just do whatever the fuck they want.
I mean, they cover up a lot all the time. Like, they tried to cover up Area 51 constantly. Like, there were uncharted flights.
At this facility, they don't have to cover up shit. Like, they're doing some shit that's fine. They're working on technology. And then in their sub-basement, they have fucking Aquaman. Like, they don't have to cover up for anything. They're not trying to cover up anything. They have the fucking janitorial staff come in and clean up after some dude got his fingers bit off.
Yeah, but they got that loose lips sink ship sign, so they got that covered under the terms
and conditions. I didn't see that sign ever. In the facility. In the facility, I didn't see it.
It was there.
Was it?
Yeah, it was there. It was pretty great. It was right on one of the walls.
Well, then I guess, yeah, that's pretty much your insurance policy.
By entering this room, you agree that loose lips sink ships, and her lips did not sink anything.
Yeah, I think that's like a...
That was a really great play on that.
Okay, so maybe I'm completely wrong.
No, I just think that you get it into your head that, like, you know exactly how things should have happened, and then, like, anything anybody else does is just completely out of, like, just stupid. Like, I just don't agree with you that your one course of action is the only course of action that should have been taken or could have been taken by a country.
I agree with everything that you just said.
Yeah, I do as well.
Open my eyes. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I didn't. That was sarcastic.
Fucking eyes.
It's been a breakthrough.
Sorry.
I mean, if you're so good at this, why aren't you, like, head of whatever spy agency, like Cotner Spy Incorporated?
Maybe I am.
All right, you know what? Maybe you fucking are, and you're just so fucking good at it.
He keeps convincing us.
Have you seen me and my boss at the same time? Oh, you have now.
Yeah, I have now.
He keeps convincing us there are all these releases that he's got to do. All
right.
It's really just that's a hit.
It's just a flyover of North Korea. Yeah. I'll give you a hint. It's somewhere sandy.
I need you to be a little more specific than that.
I'm gonna go get some more water.
I was so uncomfortable in all of the scenes where there's water dripping from everywhere. Like, she fills her well, it's raining, like, nonstop,
yeah.
So the roof is leaking everywhere. And then she fills her bathroom with water, which, obviously, it's not going to work that way, but I, like, suspended my disbelief. Yeah,
that was the one point where I'm like, all right, let's
okay.
We'll pause. we will actively suspend this.
When I saw that, I was like, that is the most amazing goddamn bathroom.
Yeah.
But, like, there's water dripping from everywhere, and then he opens the door, and all that water, it just made me so uncomfortable, because, like...
Whose bathroom door opens out, by the way?
Hers did.
Yeah, that was another thing.
Because he was, like, trying to open the door, and I was like, how is he going to push that door in?
Yeah.
And then he turned the handle, and it came out, I was like, oh, no.
How no water was coming around the seal of the door.
There was.
Not much compared to what was dripping down.
Yeah, you're
in
right.
The theater.
Oh, like, yeah, she just, like, tucks a towel. She's like, oh, yeah, this will be fine.
Fucking ShamWow towel. She invented it. Before Headset Vince went to jail.
Wait. It's too soon.
Was that ShamWow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was he the slap chop guy?
He's both, I'm pretty sure.
Well, he's in prison now.
Wow. That's a hot take.
I don't even remember what he did.
General Hoyt was also in Three Billboards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know who he was, but I just saw that in the trivia.
Douche officers.
Probably.
Oh. I also wanted to bring this up because I just forgot about something. The very first thing that I wanted to talk about was, like, the closest I've been to having an anxiety attack in a while was when she filled the fucking bathtub to the brim and then got in the bathtub. And I was like, what are you doing? No, that's not how you do this! I was like, yelling at the TV, like, stop! You're gonna mess up those hardwood floors.
Oh, that's all I can think about, that, like, everything's damp.
Ugh.
Is that why he didn't watch this movie? Is that?
I was gonna say it's a good thing why he didn't. It's a good thing he didn't watch this movie because
the cat
didn't think to check. Does the cat die for this fucking movie?
Oh, I saw that. When I saw that happen, I was like, oh, And that's why I on purpose didn't say anything about that. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't want
to. It was unexpected for me. And then it was really. I was like, yeah, this is going to happen. And then later he's playing with two cats. So like, he just didn't know. Oh, and fucking Guile's reaction was perfect. He's like, I'm hurt. It's fine. He's a wild creature. Go find him.
Yeah,
he
doesn't know any better.
Man, like he
like it's like if you bring in a stray and it attacks you and like he it needs help.
Yeah. Puerile Hollywood Sal PC propaganda.
What?
Is the first user review of this movie on IMDb. 1 star from idoubt_zr4_I think.
A person doubts that they think. They must be very intelligent.
The difference between art and propaganda is not simply that the latter has an agenda. Art can have an agenda, too.
What? All right.
What is...
I don't know. I'm not even going to read the rest of it. I got super bored.
It's weird that he made up his opposing argument and then started trying to argue against it. Like, who the fuck says that? Who the fuck decided that art can't have an agenda? Like, isn't the whole purpose of art to... like challenge and show you different perspectives and make you think about shit? Like what a fucking idiot. Fuck that person. If you know that person, punch him in the face. Maybe don't do that. I mean, you can do it. I don't care. Fucking, you know what? Yeah, punch him in the face. If Bill O'Reilly can get away with telling people to go murder a doctor and then those people murder the doctor and Bill O'Reilly's fine, I can tell you to punch this guy in the face and get away with it.
Yeah, just so long as it's not a minor and you threaten to shove a hot poker up their ass.
Jesus.
No legal action. He's just been fired from everything.
Yeah.
What legal action can you take?
I mean, he threatened a minor.
That threat is questionable at best.
The freedom of speech stops at you're not allowed to threaten or endanger somebody else's life.
I mean, but there's like scores of women who can tell you that that is not the actual case.
Yeah. That's sexism.
No, I mean, yeah, but like...
this is literally threatening sexual assault.
You know, fucking, what is it with conservative pundits and wanting to fucking put things up people's butts?
They've got a thing.
Yeah, they have a thing, but I can't think of a single time, except for a proctologist joke, where I've actually had a gay person that I'm talking to talk about something going in a butt. Whereas conservative pundits seem to have a thing. And priests. No, they do the thing. They don't really talk about it. Sorry.
Can we talk for a minute about the musical number?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I thought it was really well done. Like, so surprisingly out of place, but really well done. Apparently, she studied a lot of period dancers and other performance artists for her movements, especially when she was dancing alone and then when she was dancing in that musical number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their sort of infatuation with, like, musicals and dance numbers and... dancers of that era, and then how that kind of they tie that in with her musical number at the end. Not the end, but like, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice. It didn't take me out of the movie.
No, it was
sort of like
unexpected.
Looking into her internal life.
Yeah, I kind of just looked at it as like a fantasy dream sequence.
Yeah.
Like, since we weren't privy to her sexual fantasies, or, you know, like it was the romantic fantasy of the life they could have. I that's kind of how I looked at it.
Dancing and being able to sing, being able to vocalize
right
this feeling to him. There's not a lot of interesting trivia on this, which is kind of surprising me.
There are a ton of goofs.
Yeah.
A ton.
It's the fucking period piece.
Almost all of them are period piece based. And some of them are just pedantic. Like somebody in here complains that following up to the 5-star general error, General Hoyt is an Air Force general. The only 5-star Air Force general was Hap Arnold, and he died in 1950. Yeah. That one I'm willing to forgive.
Yeah, do you think he came fictional... before he finished writing that sentence?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, Hap, Fap, Hap, Fap, Hap. Arnold. Yeah. Oh, Arnold.
The others are like, in this scene, this is a 1963 Pontiac, and the movie was set in 1962. Like, for fuck's sake, do you know how hard it is to find enough 1950s and 60s cars to film one of these? Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, especially in the condition that these cars were in. Because they made, these were brand new cars at the time, so they made them look brand new. And then they fucking ran into that car. Oh, that means they had to buy that car.
Yeah.
That means somebody had to buy that car and probably restore it and fix it up. And then that guy watched his car that he just finished restoring get fucking ran into by a van. The van appeared to be the same van from Dumb and Dumber. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, it's just that weird, not aerodynamic RV looking.
So this kind of thing, there's a point where goofs become novel or really, like, seriously? The exterior of the lab was filmed at the University of Toronto Scarborough campus, built in 1963 to 1965. With brutalist architecture style, which was new to the U.S. and Canada, but the interior looks old and worn.
That's a goof?
That's considered an anachronism.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I want to poop in that person's mouth, but not in a sexual way. I just want them to taste what I'm tasting now from you having told me that.
Like this is someone who just wanted to jerk off about how much they knew.
I don't know. I want the goofs to be, this scene ended on the fucking boom operator. Like in Fight Club. Like, there's a Fight Club scene that just ends, and there's the fucking microphone guy like, I don't know why the camera's pointed at me right now.
These are my favorite kind of goofs. The incorrectly regarded as goofs. People thought this was a mistake, and this is where we tell you no, and here's why it's not a mistake. When Zelda is on the loading dock and dials the phone, she only dials 5 digits. This was possible and functional. In the early 60s, 7 digits were not required in some areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people thought that that was a goof, that she only dialed 5 digits. Also, it was an internal line.
Yeah.
It was on the loading dock. It was an internal line. That's why I wouldn't have even thought twice about it.
I don't know how phones work without VoIP. So.
I mean, in our school, to call between, classrooms, you didn't have to dial an entire number. You just dial... It was probably
the extension.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a hotel, you don't have to dial up the hallway. You just dial the room number. You don't have to dial an entire number.
Yeah. But I know how those work.
I'm just saying that
it's reasonable for a person to know that that wasn't a problem.
Right.
One of the incorrectly regarded as goofs, a World War II era sign is shown, loose lips sink ships. It would make sense for a government institution to still be using surplus posters from the war as they are still trying to discourage the sharing of secret information. Plus, it's kind of hilarious because she can't talk.
Yeah, plus it has way more meaning than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, like...
It's water-themed. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, like, there's a lot of...
Let me throw this out there, too. I'm the hiring person of HR for a top-secret military thing. This person can't talk? Holy fuck. That's like an extra 10 points on this fucking hiring chart. Like, this person won't accidentally be overheard telling their friends about the fucking Atlas V rocket or some whatever shit that we have hanging
the
up.
The amphibious man living in the water tank down below. Yeah,
that's
another.
Yeah, they obviously don't give a fuck. They just let people walk in
and everyone
out.
Coming in and out.
Right.
Everyone can just come in and out.
Yeah, and apparently with enough time for her to feed them eggs... Oh, I want to talk about the eggs, too. So in the fucking...
I thought for sure the egg was going to be how he finds out that she took him. Like...
Yeah.
So when I saw him pick up the egg, I wanted him to say something like, are you fucking laying eggs now? Or something like that to the creature. Also, when his fingers started turning, I was like, oh, maybe this thing is like a diseased human and this is like how it spreads.
Oh,
like zombies, but like with a fish monster. And are you sure it was a mermaid and not just a monkey with a tail sewn to his butt? Because I've been fooled before. That's not the exact quote.
That wasn't the quote at all, but...
I've been fooled multiple times.
That's not what he says.
No, that's...
He doesn't mention being fooled. He's just saying, I went to such and such a place, and it was just a monkey with a tail sewn to it.
I've been fooled multiple times was a quote from Big Mouth.
What was I going to say about that dude? His, like, silence fetish?
Oh, it's so fucking creepy.
He's like, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Get some noise-canceling headphones.
That's not the fetish.
No, his fetish is taking power away.
I like this movie. I will watch it again.
There's a lot of darkness in this movie, but it doesn't feel that way. Oh, like, a lot of dark shit happens.
There's a body count by the end.
5 people.
We're in the 60s. There's a lot of fucking racism. I can't remember the name of the case, but it was before police could just barge into your house and do whatever the fuck they wanted. Which is why when he barges into that dude's house.
I mean, like, today.
Oh.
Right now.
Oh. I mean, they're supposed to get warrants or have probable cause now. There was an actual court case for illegal search and seizure that established that you have to have a warrant to get into someone's house. And that was in the...
He's not a police officer.
70s or 80s. He's part of the government, so he falls under the same shit.
He's not a police officer. Yeah. He can do whatever he wants. Apparently he's technically just their boss.
He's apparently part of the Air Force. Which is weird that the Air Force has a fish monster. You would think that would fall into the Navy or the Coast Guard.
You'd think. Especially the Air Force had the facility, though.
Especially right. A fish monster that came from...
Amazon.
The Amazon.
South America.
He said the Amazon specifically, I think, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, does he?
Yeah. Yeah, it's part of some of the trivia because the...
It's the same as the creature.
Yeah, the creature from the Black Lagoon.
So, like, the...
The Amazon River. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's from the Amazon. And I'm like, that's weird that we would go that far to find a thing. But maybe not.
I didn't get the feeling that they went to find it. I get the feeling that he just kind of, like, happened upon it. What did he say they were looking for? It was something about oil.
No, he said the natives were attacking an oil rig with bows and arrows as well. He said they weren't an advanced people or something like that. It wasn't flattering.
And they were worshiping this thing as a god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we need to take it apart and figure out how it works.
Yeah, but the natives are attacking an oil rig. I got the sense that that is why his military presence was warranted.
It very well could be.
Quote unquote warranted.
I would. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. All right, here's another weird thought. How much money do you think is spent on 12. Solutions for male baldness?
Lots.
Why did you pointedly look at Tony just then?
I was looking between the two of you. This thing can solve male baldness.
I feel like...
You could charge...
This thing can solve... But nobody knows that except for Giles and
you could charge
Eliza.
People who are just the president of the United States a lot of money.
All you got out of that is he can solve male baldness and not the fact that he can heal people. He can heal you.
He can do more than that. He can apparently just change your anatomy.
What?
He gave her gills.
I don't know that he gave her gills. I think he healed her.
You think she had gills? And then
I don't know.
They were like cut up or something?
It's sort of ambiguous. They don't attempt to even explain it, which is fine with me.
The reason we hiccup is because we used to have gills. And that's our body trying to switch to gills.
Is this biologist Alex now?
Yeah, biologist Alex is in the house.
Okay.
The largest penis to animal ratio is with the mollusk. I think it's the mollusk. The mussel is the mussels.
I think that's right.
It is right.
It
sounds right.
Their penis is 19 times larger than their body when erect.
Same.
Sounds about right.
It's because they don't move, so it's basically just a dick flail. They start swinging around trying to impregnate another muscle.
Hey.
A walrus would have to use a hefty bag as a condom.
No. If they were human size.
Walrus penises are big.
What?
I learned that from 50 First Dates.
This is Alex, dick biologist.
What the fuck is this?
No, I've got other things.
A master in
dickology?
There's other biological information.
There were other ways to go with it, and I just couldn't come with one quickly. Thank you.
Pineas.
His real last name is Elias.
Perfect. Does that mean
certificate says
he
Elias.
Is David Elias?
Yeah, his birth certificate says Adam David
He just
Elias.
Wants to be his uncle.
It's gross.
Does it still, or did it just when he was born?
I think your birth certificate doesn't get reissued.
You can get it reissued.
Under a different name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I thought you had to have name changed. I thought you had to have a separate piece of paper that's like an addendum onto that.
They're not really good about it because, like, my mom...
Okay.
I love you, Mom.
I'll tell a different story if you'd like, or you could tell yours.
Oh, my mom changed her last name like 3 times. And so she moved back to California and she needed to get something, probably her driver's license. And they're like, well, we need your social security card or something like that. So she's like, okay. She's from California, born in California. She goes to get her social security card and they're like, we need your birth certificate. They can't find her birth certificate because she can't prove like that her name, Sherry Collins, is actually like the name that's on the birth certificate or something like that. Like she went through so many name changes that they're like, we don't know who the fuck you are. You can't prove you were born.
Wait, like, does that mean I don't have to pay taxes anymore?
Right, like.
And that's how you become an oppressed voter.
Disenfranchised.
No, that's like literally oppressed. Because like in Missouri now they have that fucking voter ID law that still is in action.
Yeah, but that's what disenfranchised means.
Oh, okay.
I think the word you meant to use
don't do this was... to me. Please.
This was English teacher Kayla. Yeah. Schooling biologist Alex. Yeah, this came up recently because my father-in-law, mm-hmm. Julie's dad, has gone by James his entire life. For some reason, he was going through some paperwork at his mom's house and ran across his birth certificate and looked at it. His name is Jim. His name is Jim. Like, that is his birth name. And he's like, well, what do I do? Like, everything is wrong. All my military records say James. My driver's license says James. Everything says James. It's like, what's on your social security card? Because really, that's what matters more than anything else.
Right.
Well, so my grandfather, my name's been misspelled twice through history, which is makes it what it is today. My grandfather, when he was in school, his teacher told him that his family was telling him to spell his name wrong and it had 2 T's in it, not one. So he started spelling it with 2 T's. He's old enough that social security wasn't a thing until it became a thing. Then he got the card, filled out the social security card information when he had to, put 2 T's on it. Then one day he has to go get his license renewed. They're like, bring in your birth certificate and your social security card. Birth certificate's 1 T, social security card is 2 T's. So he was like, oh shit, takes a marker and puts another T in the birth certificate.
That's shimmies awesome. Shimmies it in there. That's fantastic.
And, yeah. So originally our name was spelled with 2 T's, no N. Then one of the T's became an N. And then
Cotter?
Now there's another T in there.
You're Mr. Cotter?
Cotter?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Cotter.
That's what it seems like happened.
Somebody's listening to this and gets that joke.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I'm glad for them.
But it makes more
sense. There was a TV show in the 70s called Welcome Back, Cotter.
It makes more sense that it's Cotner because my family picked cotton.
But if that's not the origin of it, that doesn't is it
the origin is Cotter and it means cotton picker. That's literally what it means. But then in the United States, and especially in Midwest United States, cottoner would have been more reasonable.
Or just whatever name that you were Cotter. Like that's just as reasonable as cottoner. Unless you're just straight up calling yourself cotton, like it's just as reasonable as the other. Cotton.
Alright. With cotton.
Yeah, we're pretty convinced that at some point, and I don't know if my mom's done the research, I think she's done some of it, but I swear at one point hearing the story that her dad, his last name was DePhillips, and we're pretty sure that the name was actually DeFilippio, and when they came from Sicily, they said, yeah, no, that's too Italian.
Yeah, it's...
We need you to tone that down a bit. You're at a 9.5 on the Italian scale.
We can
tolerate a 7.
Well, and it's through them that I learned where the slur WAP comes from.
I still have not heard that in like reality.
Really?
Yeah, I've only heard talk about it.
Yeah, so it actually is for without papers. Because so many people came to the United States illegally. They just jumped on ships and came over. They had no official paperwork from their home countries. So they were marked without papers. So they were stamped. Their paperwork was stamped without papers.
And that turned into a racial slur for Italians?
Uh-huh.
It makes sense to me.
All right. I don't know what I am, so it doesn't matter.
You're white.
Yeah, I'm very white. There's Barry White, and then there's me.
I would guess.
Very white.
English, maybe French. Since your family is from this area, German. all those like super white countries.
Yeah, ours is all that.
From this area is a challenge because if you go back to my great grandparents, they were hobos.
Sorry.
Railroad people.
No, they were like One of them became a bricklayer, and I don't know.
All of your grandparents? All of your great great grandparents were all hobos?
Yeah, they lived in a hobo commune. All right,
well, then your men aren't the only. Like, no. The men in your family aren't your only lineage.
Let's go with this one. It was a hobo commune.
All hobos?
Just a bunch of. There was like a hobo orgy. And out popped a Cotner.
Yeah, out popped the Cotner family. I'm glad we have this on recording.
Perfect. Alex isn't denying it. It's fact. Yeah.
It is now canon.
I don't. Yeah.
Do you hear what I said?
Yeah.
The men in your family aren't your only lineage.
I don't.
At one point in time, they didn't consider men's involvement in lineage because it couldn't necessarily be proven. So the line was more accurately traced through the mothers.
I know from the moms or my great grandparents that are my great grandmothers. I think French was like the dominant thing, but
I probably guess German too.
German is
yeah.
So Hecker was a German settlement named after
Hecarina.
Colonel Hecker or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, around here there's a lot of strong German communities.
Yeah,
but like nobody in my family speaks German.
Do they speak anything other than English?
I think my grandma speaks French.
Okay. I'll allow it.
I think.
Approved.
Some people in my family speak Spanish, but it was not like that was a high school language class.
I have absolutely no clue about mine. My best guess is from my surname, Richards, which is Welsh in origin, so I assume the half of me that is white is
from the Dicks.
Yeah. I know nothing about my family on either side after my grandparents, so
it's not important for me.
I mean, obviously it kind of is because you like know all this information.
Do some of that ancestry stuff. My mom did a bunch of that stuff and found out a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
The reason I know most of this stuff is we had to do it for a school project like a long time ago. And looking back on it now, it was probably some like crazy racist white is right bullshit.
I think it's important for people to know stuff like that. And it's interesting. It's interesting to know where you come from. But also it was probably racist white supremacy bullshit.
I think some people are more drawn to it depending on their situation and how much they know about their family already anyway.
Yeah. For me, it's really interesting because I don't know anything. I like just for one reason or another, I'm cut off from that information. So it's really interesting to me.
That sounds like a road trip in the making.
Well, all you have to do is send a private company your DNA.
I've already done that for a different reason.
You did that.
For them to come back and say, we don't know.
That test wasn't a very, that wasn't the same kind of test though. So
it was my DNA.
Yeah, but you did a like sibling test, which
paternity test type deal.
Yeah. I mean, I could do that in the kitchen. We actually did that in No, we we legitimately did one of those.
This is why we need it. This is why the stream needs to be a video. Kayla's reaction.
There were like 7 stages and each one more aggressive than the one before.
Like, it's a good thing these are solid, sturdy chairs with the couch behind her. Otherwise, she'd have just gone right over.
Like you could do this in your kitchen. You can do this in your kitchen. You could do paternity tests for people.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it then?
Because I don't want to. We did it in biology in like 7th or 8th grade in school.
Paternity tests for people.
Yeah.
How did that end up? I just really want to know what it's just a classroom of like 7th graders. We're all gonna do paternity tests for you guys. What could go wrong?
Wait.
It's not a paternity test because that's this test applied with a specific metric, but it was the same thing. What were you saying, Tony?
No, I was just going to say, I can't wait to see the permission slips that get sent back saying, no, I don't want my kid will not participate in class this day.
So you swabbed your cheek, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What they do with that is basically they put the the cheek swab into a little test tube with some liquid in it, and they put some enzymes in the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And the enzymes cut at specific parts of the DNA sequence.
Yep.
And then they put that in this little container that has, it's kind of like this gel fluid. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's basically like a honeycomb pattern on the inside. So they put your DNA on one end and the person you're comparing also on that end, and then they apply a light DC current to it over several hours. And what happens is the DNA literally moves because of the DC current, and these smaller pieces of DNA travel farther, faster, because they can get through the honeycomb webbing quicker. And then you get basically just this piece of gel that has line segments on it, and if enough of your line segments match up with the other person, that's what it is.
Okay, my problem isn't, like, with the knowledge, it's the dismissive way you... Oh, I could do that in my kitchen.
Sorry.
Like, your objective... Fact opinions is what I have a problem
with. They didn't sequence your genome.
So what I'm hearing, since David's not here to say this, is that in seventh grade, you all got around and you took out a cup.
God damn it.
Sorry.
No, that was good. That.
I'm glad that I provide some that form was of my entertainment
only,
on these.
That was my only response.
You guys are so mean to me.
I don't think I have anything else to add.
No. Fish sex.
Fish fucker the musical.
Fucking step on down to Alex's DNA testing and spy emporium.
Learn about all the dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And dick biology.
Yeah. Do we decide what we're doing?
Nope.
We do Lady Bird. Is that out?
It was one of the movies, which makes it easy for me.
Yeah.
Is there a movie about the King of the Hill Dog?
Is there a movie about a man who programs, runs a spy business on the side, also does genealogy reports for people, and can write, like, 15-page reports on muscle dicks?
Oh, the 15-page report thing was pre-podcast. I don't know if we can count that.
No, I'm like, that's like a secret meme that we're now making, like a wider known meme.
Yes, Lady Bird is available for streaming right now.
You do that? I heard it was good.
I'm down to discuss it.
Given how this week has gone, I'm going to give myself a 50% chance of being here next week.
Well, there we go. Lady Bird.
Lady Bird. Are we done? I'm going to stop the stream.
Stop it.
Three.
Kayla.
It's stopped.
Stop it. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.